This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Welcome to the program. I'm Mary Boulay, and I'm here with Richard Otte and Wade. Hello, Wade.
Hello, everybody.
So Steve is out today, so the three of us can just cause a lot of ruckus. No?
Whatever.
Remember, we're the calming influence on this show.
True.
Yeah.
So this is our sound off.
Yeehaw.
And so
we still never really came up with a final, what's the sound? What's the sound of the sound off?
I don't know. It's just kind of a generic name, in a way. And it implies a little bit of...
Well, see I kind of sound off is kind of, I see it as it's getting something off your chest. But then, being that we have kind of a warped perspective on it, we also sound off.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, I like it. I love the world of double entendres anyway, so yeah. I like it. Thanks, Wade.
So did you have a subject, either of you?
Well, Rich... I've got something if you don't, but I want to open up the space.
No, I've been wanting to hear what you're about to talk about anyway, so go for it.
Well, no, just due to personal experiences on many levels, I thought it would be good to talk about, we're all business people, how do you deal with a complicated customer?
Or people who suck. Basically.
Says Miss Soulful Sunday.
I know. Well, I'm also in the world of real estate. And emotions are high and tense, and no one trusts anyone. And, you know, I'm doing I have to close three houses on the same day and make sure that my clients are not sitting on the curb with their truck waiting for the other people to move out 2 days later.
Yes. And then people get indecisive.
And the agent that I'm working with on that particular part of it is not very nice. She's mean.
Well,
are you buyer's agent or seller's agent on this one?
I'm a buyer's agent and I'm a seller's agent. So I'm in the middle.
Who's the other agent then, as far as they're the buyer of where
there's
you're
three
the seller?
Agents. So I'm in the middle. My clients are listed their house to sell and bought another.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to sell their house, and the person who's buying it has to sell their house. And then the ultimate, when they move in, it's that part of the group that's the problem. My clients, they're buying a house where the husband and wife are, something's going on sideways in their world, and so everything is making them angry, and so then they retaliate, and the agent throws a little fuel on the fire to make it worse. So, because I'm like, where's this all coming from? On this crabby email I got from her, I go, do you have your hand in this? Like, are you fanning the flames of this when we're supposed to be working together to keep everybody moving forward and okay?
So this kind of adds an element to Wade's question. Is it always a complicated customer?
Right, right. And see, I was thinking more of another experience you had with a tenant.
Yeah.
But definitely, you know, there's somebody adding the chaos. But where I was kind of thinking is looking at it at two angles. If I'm a business that has little transactions, people coming in, you know, I'm a grocery store, I'm a food place, something like that, jerks are going to come in. And there's one way of dealing with that. It's I kind of can't turn them away, but I have to learn to let go of the jerkiness. When I ran a computer repair shop, people would come in with a bad attitude. I had to let them take the bad attitude back out the door with them. I couldn't keep it in. So if I'm doing those kinds of transactions, I need to learn how to deal with it and let go. But also, I thought we could talk about if I'm somebody that has an ongoing, reoccurring client, right? I'm a professional. Where here's people that I'm going to be dealing with month after month, day after day. I have to give my permission, self-permission, to fire bad customers.
Oh, for sure.
So which way would you guys like to take the conversation? You want to jump into this firing
agree.
Bad? Okay. So
I mean, is there a debate question? Because I'm already 100% in that you have to, because...
But people often won't give themselves permission, so perhaps we could talk about recognizing...
Oh, sure. I'm in.
Go.
Yeah.
Because I 100% think... First, I mean, of my five questions, one of the main ones is, well, regarding business. What's your avatar, your perfect customer, your perfect target market? And there'll be rollover, and you niche down in to try to get those guys, but it's really... The part, because you guys already know, I'm not going to take it down all the five questions, but you got to be coming from yourself, being yourself. It can't start with you're asking what that is, and then you try to be everything you can be for them. It's you're supposed to know you and your business so well that you know the exact person that you offer the transformation for. That's why you not need to be able to fire that person, because you're not doing them a service anyway if they're the wrong person. So you let them go, you move in a customer that is the right avatar for you being yourself, that you offer the transformation in your business, whatever said business is. Obviously, this is a hypothetical scenario. But that's why I 100% say you need to allow yourself the ability we'll just use the word fire. I just say move on or, you know,
right.
Talk.
Yeah,
to
but
them.
What if you're in a situation like I am in this real estate deal trying to keep three homes moving forward to close? I can't fire
anybody. I have a problem with real estate in general, and you and I haven't really ever talked too much about it. But it's just no one really sits down and says out loud, hey, before each scenario, at least I haven't met, and you're one of the most soulful ones I've ever met, and I've never heard you say this. No one sits down and goes, you know what? This is the biggest purchase these people are going to make in their life, most likely. Yeah, this in your scenario, in this town, it could be their third, fourth home. It
right.
doesn't always apply like that, but you get where I'm going with this.
Right.
And it's huge, and it's a big thing, and for the most part, I'm not trying to, you know, put fuel on a real estate fire, because I don't want to go down this path and flame my friend or anything. But for the most part, they're doing most of the work these days anyways. They're looking up the homes. They're just telling you what homes they want to look at.
Yeah, but that's just the very beginning
part
of it.
Yeah, I know. But you guys get a shitload of money for doing it, too. So when that happens, that's why you deal with these things. So it's why you get a shitload of money, and it's why, because it's a big purchase, and it's why there's so many people, and it's why we saw what we saw in 2007, 2008, because no one wanted to talk about it because they were making too much money.
Okay, so let's.
The customer back then? To bring this kind of full circle and the twist of how you took it when you were talking about it on Wade's. That's a perfect example in 2007, 2008 in real estate, tying all this conversation together. Whose fault was that? The customer knew they couldn't qualify for a SUV the year before, and all of a sudden, they're able to qualify for a $500,000 house.
And whose fault are you saying it is?
That's what I'm saying. I'm asking you.
Well, I would look at the lending, because I'm not part of the lending scenario in the deal. That's not my business.
So you're allowed to compartmentalize right now?
No, not at all. My point is, agents are supposed to work together and hide from the customers, the buyers and sellers, any of the stress possible. Because once you start stressing out your buyer and seller, you just tell them, these are the facts. This is what we're going through.
But you're going back to the original. Wade's question was more customer, and you're going back to the agent flaming the scenario. So I don't care which one we talk about, but I want to know which one we're going to talk about.
I can't fire real estate customers unless they want to take me down the road for a year and look at 482 homes and lowball every one of them.
But
you're out, dude.
Are you not allowed to talk to the customer? Like, do you have to go through that agent? Like, can't you just, is there no call everybody together? Do the agents only talk to themselves on their own? I'm trying to actually find an answer for you. I'm not trying to be a dick.
That's protocol. No,
you
it's
know what
protocol.
I mean?
It's not ethical for me to go and talk to an agent's client.
But can you all come together and say, hey, we're trying to make this less stressful. This is a,
yes.
Okay, cool. That's what sounds like needs to happen.
Yeah, but with my particular example, the one agent, there's three of us, three groups of us, that gal is... She's causing, stirring up problems.
So you got a real interesting one now that I think it out.
And then the other guy is super
you're getting
nice.
A client with somebody that comes along with it. Right? That's the unique scenario with this
yes.
one, right?
Right, right. Like, and so now it's more like a business partner. And yeah. simply, you know, with less than a minute left, two things I would presume, and it doesn't solve your problem, but A, you know, in the future I'm not working with this agent, right? And B, okay, how do I deal with it? But as soon as I'm through talking with them, how do I let go of that negative energy? How do I let this one deal not impact every other deal and my the rest of my day? Meditative, prayer, rosary?
Sure.
Yeah, they just
yeah.
That's yeah. when you wish you could wear it, right? And you could just reach up real quick and just, Jesus.
Oh, I'll pull the darn thing right out of my pocket. Yeah. Have that rosary right there.
So Soulful Sunday is kind of where we learn how to deal with this stress?
Yes, and I read something, I don't know if it was 10 ways to make your life easier, because we're going to talk about that. We've got to get out of this segment, but yes.
Good stuff, good yes. stuff. So let's Stay have the takeaway being, if you're in the situation where you've got ongoing clients, realize you can let them go. Your life will be better if you focus on the ones that don't drive you crazy.
So I'm out of here. I got my two guys.
Alrighty.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say if you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing. The easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.